you know, right now it's best not to panic or stress out, for that matter. Joining us right now is somebody who knows something about that. Colonel Michael Lewis, an infectious disease hunter for the U.S. Army, and he's on the line with us right now. Dr. Lewis, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us. What is an infectious disease hunter, by the way?
Well, it's what I used to do when I was on active duty. I'm now retired. But I was stationed in Bangkok, Thailand, and my job was to run around Asia looking for new and interesting diseases and let the world know about them when we found them.
That was ground zero for the SARS outbreak in 2003. What did we learn then that we can apply to the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, you know, some of the basic things, you know, washing hands, the social distancing is a great idea. You want to try to interrupt that chain of events. And, you know, but the biggest difference that I'm seeing between SARS and today's world is the internet and the access to this 24-hour news cycle. We're just being swamped with it. And in many ways, psychologically, I think it's making it a lot worse, a lot harder on everybody, because we're swimming in too much information.
Yeah, there is that. And also the way that our life has been interrupted. I mean, we didn't have to shut everything down during SARS, but, you know, we've really had to severely curtail activity right now. And you're right, it does cause a lot of stress and anxiety, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And, you know, there's certain things we can change and deal with. Well, let me say, there's certain things we can change, but how we deal with it, how we react to it is what is in our own control. And that's where I think individuals need to really focus is what can you do to decrease that stress? Because you're not going to change the situation unless you... Unless you're the governor, you're not going to make any decisions that are going to change what's going on right now.
Funny you mention that, because we're going to be talking to the governor in just a few minutes, and we'll be getting some sense of what she's been able to control. I mean, talk about a stressful job. That's one for sure, with some big decisions. I want to ask you, though, Doctor, how serious is COVID-19? Obviously, it's very serious, but you mentioned the SARS pandemic, and you've seen a lot of other infectious diseases. Why have we had to change our lifestyle so much for COVID-19? What makes this different from other pandemics?
Well, there's two reasons. One, on the scientific side, is it's a new virus. When we get the flu and the flu changes year to year, it's little incremental changes. And so our bodies kind of know already, even if you see your body sees a new flu virus that wasn't around last year, your body's seen so many flu viruses over your lifetime. Your body generally knows how to react to that. And so we have some innate immunity, whereas this is an entirely new thing. And so we don't have the herd immunity in the population to be able to deal with this or at the individual level. But the other part of it is, again, I'm going to go back to this 24-hour news cycle. We just, yeah. You know, if this were 20 years ago, like, you know, SARS was 17 years ago, if this was 20 years ago, I don't think we'd have all this reaction going on of closing schools. We wouldn't really be aware of it as much as we are now, where we have supercomputers in the palm of our hands and 24 hours being bombarded by all the news. I think it would be different in those two basic ways.
Stress is not only bad for our mental health, it can be bad for our physical health and in fact, our immune systems, can it?
Well, absolutely. So I think that compounds things, where stress causes our immune system to be depressed and therefore more susceptible to disease or worse outcomes when you have a disease such as the coronavirus. And so that's the one thing we can, at the individual level, manage is how we react to this stress. How do we deal with it? And I think that's one of the things that we're, you know, in some ways shooting ourselves in the foot with the social isolation, because people are starting to get afraid to even go out of their own house.
So how do we effectively manage stress?
Well, you know, it's a lot of the basic things that we should be doing anyway that we aren't always so good about is eating healthy, you know, not eating, you know, simple sugars and candy and added sugars, junk food, fast food, processed foods, you know, eating just good, natural, healthy food, it can go a long way. So make sure your nutritional status is doing well. Exercise. Even if you're not, you know, with the gyms being closed down, stuff like that, there's lots of exercise you can do at home. One of my favorites is to get outside and get into nature. You know, not in crowds, obviously, but, you know, taking a walk in the woods, you're going to get, A, you're going to get exercise. B, mm-hmm. you're in nature. Yeah. And there's something about nature that just really helps calm things down. In fact, it can be meditative. Can help you focus, do it without your phone so that you're escaping this 24-hour news cycle so you're not getting overwhelmed by it.
You mentioned gyms are closed. Obviously, here restaurants are closed, schools are closed, theaters are closed. Do you think this is an overreaction based on what you know about COVID-19?
It's a really difficult and very political question. I guess you'll have to ask the governor that. But, you know, here's the thing about doing all these closures is it's preventive measures. And the thing about prevention that's really, I kind of look at it in many ways, it's almost a no-win situation because when prevention works, nothing happens. And then everybody's going to say it was an overreaction. And that's a horrible situation. Because the opposite of it is when the prevention doesn't work and this gets really out of control and we have the zombie apocalypse or whatever you want to call it, then the politicians are going to blame that they didn't do enough. So it's kind of a no-win situation, but you know that's what we want. We want prevention. We want these measures. We want them to work, and we want this to be over with as quick as possible. And you know what? If you take a political hit because you are being called overreacting, I see that as a good thing.
Where can people get more information on the stuff we've been talking about this morning, Doctor?
Well, you know, the CDC is going to be your best source as far as information direct from America's Public Health Department, which is really the CDC. I put out a lot of information when I retired from the Army. I got focused really more on concussions and sports concussions. And you can, my nonprofit website is brainhealtheducation.org. That's brainhealtheducation.org.
All right. We will check it out. Doctor, thanks so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
My pleasure, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.